Take it rough.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's The Usual Suspects. Welcome back to the big show. We got Skeeters versus Bridgeport Bluefish tickets. The Skeeters are in the hunt to defend their 2016 championship, so make plans to see them this week while they're home for their last homestand. This is your last chance. Win a pair of tickets to see the Skeeters take on the Bridgeport Bluefish Sunday at Constellation Field. First pitch is at 2:05. It's affordable family fun, plus the final game of the regular season and Fan Appreciation Day. Join on the fun, great baseball, and chances at great prizes during the game and more. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com to get your tickets now. First four callers at 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776. First four callers gets the tickets.
That's a good job, Joel. That was your best read ever, Joel.
I agree,
Joel. Good job.
They cut his mic off. Tyler immediately cuts his mic off like, you're done.
He served his purpose.
You and Tyler just don't get along, Trey.
Now, Trey, you did fantastic, bud. Good job. Now go answer the calls. Here's the thing. Did you think...
Trey, by the way, leave the door open so that the whole studio can be interrupted by people walking down the hallway.
Did you think he would do that well?
He surprised me.
That surprised me, too.
That's a really solid read.
It was a very good read. And do you know what surprised me more than anything? He can read. I had no idea that kid could read. I really didn't think that that would be one of the tools in his toolbox.
What was up with the welcome into the big show?
He almost had like this, like, who was that politician? We're going to go here. We're going to go Washington.
Who was that?
Dean, Howard Dean, right?
Howard Dean, yeah.
He almost had a Howard Dean feel to the welcome back. We're coming back. We're going to use a suspect.
Because I said, look, he's got, you know, we should have him do the read. And you're like, yeah, we should. So we bring him in. And then we're like, okay, man, it's all on you. So do your best rejoin. And then I said, but, you know, tell everybody who you are. And he goes, wait, so I should say my name? And I'm like, dude, it's on you. If you don't want to say your name, people will figure it out. Barry said it was me, so it's fine. That's why I hate my voice, Barry. That's why I hate my voice. I have moments like that, and I can't control it.
That's hilarious.
Dang it.
That was good stuff, man.
He's a
good old Trey.
Good read.
He did really good, and what I love is Trey's not afraid. Like, if you just out of nowhere, you're like, Trey, come do it. Like, we gave him no prep, no warning. It was right before we come back. We just said, Trey, get in here, do this read. We hand him the copy. He has never seen it.
Right.
He nailed it. I mean, I feel like the Skeeters are super happy how that went.
They better be.
That went really well.
They really should. They should be, simply because of the fact that it's a different voice,
yep.
So people pay attention more
people
when a different voice
Trey.
Comes on. Right, and they do. And he did a good job.
He did. And I you got to have confidence in somebody like Trey, because that's a read. That's a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, that's so he did fantastic. Proud of him. Nailed it.
Absolutely.
Good
right.
job.
Good job, Trey.
I do want to say shout out to, we missed two callers. Two guys hung up before they got in. So
yeah, we have the
next two callers, 713-780-3776. You get your Skeeters tickets. We lost two callers right now. Call 713-780-3776. You're going to get a pair of tickets to see the Skeeters play. Call right now. Next two callers, you win. Cause we lost two. So good. Good luck, guys. I want to say shout out to Mandy. I can't read everything she said, but thank you.
She came and she gave without taking?
She did. She was very nice and complimentary, and then she told Tate that he's an idiot. So just that's the summary of Mandy's texts. So appreciate you,
like
Mandy.
That.
Thank you.
I'm all for that.
And then Drake said, Barry, you're at least the third best guy on Sunday. Thank you, Drake.
Jeez.
Jerk face Drake. Somebody texted and wanted to know, have you seen it yet? Or have y'all seen it?
I have not, but I've seen reviews from people that we work with that were not overly fond of it.
I remember it when from my childhood, I guess, and I think I watched some of it, but I've never, I don't know, it's just not my thing. And not even that it scares me.
I like Stephen King movies, but it just, I never watched it whenever I was a little kid. And
so no desire to go watch it now?
Yeah, it's just the nostalgia thing. Is
not on my list.
If they remade Maximum Overdrive, I would totally go see that.
No idea what that is.
It was whenever all the trucks. And,
that's another Stephen King, right?
Yeah, it was a Stephen King movie. But it was basically like from like some weird thing, like thing in space, it turned on everything that had a motor.
Really?
And so there's just like these 18-wheelers that are just mowing people down on the highway. Basically, machines take over, essentially. If they remade that, I would go see it.
I've just never been a scary movie guy.
I'm not big on them either. I'm with
not
you.
That they scare me. I just kind of think it's stupid almost.
Thank God the weekend's coming because I'm agreeing with you again, and that's not something that should happen. Like that? So I don't like that.
Somebody said, does Trey hate his voice? He should. You guys are jerks.
Wow.
At least we're not the only ones.
Welcome to Friday, kids.
Trey sounds like Joel trying to sound like Trey.
That means I do a pretty good impression then.
You wrecked me.
Wait, well, I should bring my name into this before I do anything else? Seriously? Do I go now? Now? He does that all the time. Now? Is my mic out? Do I need headphones?
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a bad cell reception when he does it. All texting, no tweet. He said, sorry, Barry, after listening to Trey, I remember that I hate the sound of his voice way more than yours. Tell him to keep up the good work. He did do a good job, man. I'm proud of him.
His read was really solid because that's not easy to do. People don't realize the copy we get and the bullet points are not written in a way that should make for a concise reading experience on the air, let alone just in a group setting.
Yeah.
So to pull that off is...
Somebody said my Howard Dean sounded like me impersonating Howard Dean impersonating AC/DC.
You sound like that guy that yells in those commercials on 97.5.
I hate you. Is there really a huge difference between the Yankees and the Red Sox? I'd rather the Astros worry about setting up their pitching matchup than the best record. I think you missed the point of that conversation. The point was, depending on what happens in that race, you may or may not be facing the Red Sox 8 games in a row. Or more. Sorry, not 8. At least 7, because it's going to go 3 of the 5, because it's best of 5.
Right.
But it could be 9.
Write that down, too, people. It's a best of 5. A lot of people think it's a best of 7. No, the American League Championship Series is a best of 7. Until you get there, it's a best of 5.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. I mean, the point was is that that race could have an impact on what the Astros do down the stretch. Also pending what happens between the Astros and Cleveland as far as that race goes. So it's all kind of intertwined, and it's all stuff to keep an eye on because, I don't know, whether depending on how you look at it, it could be a good thing and it could be a bad thing that you face the same team at least 7 games in a row. That means you might have to face Chris Sale the point is are the Red Sox going to be in a position that they don't have to worry about being a wild card team because they win the division, which allows them to set up their rotation so that the Astros have to see Chris Sale twice. That's the real meat and the point of it.
Yep.
So.
No doubt. Right. And again, look, this is why I'm so concerned with them catching the Indians, because the Astros have struggled with left-handed pitchers this year. I'm sorry, but numbers state that it's true. I don't want to see Chris Sale twice. Yeah. I just don't.
Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said he tried to get tickets and there was nothing on the other side. So now, he may have been one of those guys we lost. That sucks. Kyle, we see you. I hear the music, but Kyle, after the break, we will take your call. I promise.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Kyle, hang tight. And friendly neighborhood bills is, hey, guys, did all the tickets go now? Check and see if all the tickets are gone, because if they're not, we'll make a quick adjustment. But let us know.
Yeah, we'll get you a pair if they're still available.
There you go, because that's what we do for our loyal listeners. We'll be back with a whole lot more. We still got college football picks to get to, which is on the agenda. We've got to talk about a big fight this weekend that has cost us our man Nick. Not that Tyler's not great, but Nick is in Sin City covering the fight and helping out the Blitz. So we're going to want to talk about the fight a little bit as well. And if there's something on your mind, hey, we're happy to talk about that too. 713-780-3776. HRNP list. Line, call, text, as Barry checks the text on a regular basis, or hit us up on Twitter as we both continue to check our tweets throughout the afternoon. Don't go anywhere. Back with a whole lot more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects as we're in the final hour of the big show before we turn it over to the Blitz. Trey, again, doing an outstanding job, actually gave away all of those valuable tickets to the Sugarland Skeeters. So those are gone as we continue to have the gift that keeps on giving. It's beautiful radio, and we give you opportunities and adventure.
Somebody said, is Trey a ginger? He sounds like one. Yeah, nailed
sure
it.
Is. He and Andy Dalton.
That's why Granato calls him carrot cake instead
Pete
of carrot
Rose
top.
Just calls him carrot.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not nice.
Well, at least he and Pete Rose can be hanging.
Did you see... somebody tweeted out a picture of Carrot Top last night.
Yes.
And it was said Trey was Trey on roids.
Yes. Said he looked buff.
With eye makeup?
I think he was wearing
eye
makeup.
Yeah, he did have his eyeliner.
He does. Why does
eyeliner,
he do that?
Whatever.
Why does he do that?
He likes to be sexy, Joel. That's weird. Makes him feel good. I don't know.
Just weird.
You want to do Kyle?
Sure. Kyle, you've been holding a long time.
Phrasing, Barry.
Hmm?
Phrasing.
What?
You said, do you want to do Kyle?
Oh, grow up,
Tyler. I see what you did there.
Grow up.
That was funny. I liked it.
What are you, 9 years old? God.
At Tyler is funny. Hey, Kyle, you're on. Tyler, what's up?
At Tyler is a child.
Well, while I am flattered, I don't want to do any of you guys. I appreciate it. But
you'd
I
bang
do
me.
Have a question.
Kyle, you would bang me. I'm telling you. You would totally hit this.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you don't have as good as hair as Trey does. But
I used to be fat, so I got some pretty sweet breasts.
I do have a question.
Right.
I'm an Auburn guy. My wife's an Aggie. We want to know, what are the odds that we both have different coaches by the time we play each other November 4th?
First of all, this isn't the Blitz, so we don't know what the odds are. I'm just giving you a hard time, Kyle.
I wasn't trying to, you know, coin a phrase.
I got
but,
you,
yeah,
right. I got
but
you.
What are the actual odds, you think?
Here's the thing, and Barry and I have talked about this, and Barry, obviously, you'll give your opinion, too. I think someone somehow makes it through the season before he goes, but I would say I think Molzon does the same thing. Molzon in at Auburn, and look, Auburn was supposed to have a really loaded team this year. Every year, A&M is supposed to, but I would say by the time they meet, I'd say Auburn's good. And A&M's good.
I felt like Auburn was good enough to beat Clemson.
I agree with you.
And it wasn't a bad loss. 14-6 against Clemson, the number three team in the nation, coming off of a national title. It's nothing to hang your head on. Upcoming, they've got the most difficult game they have leading up to the A&M game, which is, to his question, is LSU. And I don't think if you win the rest of your games, except for LSU going into that Aggie game, I don't think he's going anywhere. You know what I mean? Obviously, there's the last game of the year when they face Alabama, and that's always a big deal to Auburn and Alabama. But the toughest games that they have remaining on their schedule after Clemson is LSU, Georgia, and Alabama. So that's what, four losses, maybe? And I think Auburn can beat LSU. I'll be honest with you. I think going into that Aggie game, they may only have the one loss to Clemson.
Yeah, there's some questions with LSU. So,
I think the odds are not... I think the odds are in your favor if you're Auburn that your coach is still around when they face the Aggies. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, though, I'm not so sure that Kevin Sumlin is going to be around when that game happens because this team doesn't look good at all. This is not a good football team.
Do you think they pull the trigger before the end of the year?
I mean, what do you have to lose at this point?
But what do you have to go to, too?
Well, I mean,
your old coordinator's not exactly lighting the world.
You've got
on
guys
fire.
On staff though that have coaching experience. These
right.
aren't young guys. You know what I mean? You have guys that can pull a program together. They've been around long enough. Whether you think it's Chavis or whoever, I mean, you have to send a message that at Texas A&M, even though there's this, the Aggie fan base reminds me a lot of the Houston fan base, and that there's a lot of moral victories that are okay with that fan base. And I've heard AJ say this before, and he's spot on.
Oh,
and this is coming from an Aggie fan that as Aggie fans, we're willing to accept moral victories. There's the other programs have a much higher standard than you see at A&M. The same is true for Houston sports. if Harden wins an MVP, even though the Rockets may look terrible in the playoffs, Houston fans are like, well, at least we won an MVP. What? That's it. So, and I feel like the Aggies are the same way. So send a message and start now by saying, look, this is a guy who, when he got here, he did all right. He took us into the SEC and he made believers out of people, but he's not performing up to that anymore. And
yeah, this, only had with one
these
year,
recruiting
though.
Classes, yeah. with these recruiting right. classes year after year, you have to be better than what the Aggies have been. And I don't have a problem with them saying, because what are you going to lose? I mean, if it's a lost cause in the season anyways, what do you gain from keeping him around?
Well, you know, my whole thing on someone, the whole body of work is A for recruiting, F for getting that talent level to perform on the field, and not a whole lot in between. I mean, aside from the Johnny Manziel year, I don't know what he's done that said that he's the end all. I mean, he's good enough to keep his job over and over again. It would be one thing if he didn't recruit and he didn't get recruits, but then that would be a separate issue. But the fact that he's recruited at the level that he's recruited and then performed the way his teams have performed on the field, I could see him already being gone, but because it's in the middle of a season, I'll say he'll make it till the end of the season. That's when they'll make the change.
Okay.
All right, so we got a little more college football. And we got picks, by the way. In our last segment, we're going to do our picks. We do four college games every week. Nick is did Nick get his picks in?
Yes, he did. He texted
them
to me.
Nick's picks are in, so we'll get those in. We'll also get Tyler's opinions on those said picks for those said games in the final segment of the big show. But for now, we still have some time to go. So if you want to talk about the fight coming up this weekend, if you want to talk about some things on your mind, give us a call because we've got some lines open where you can get in and express your opinions. 713-780-3776. You guys have been doing great on the texts and the tweets. We'll continue to check those as well. But don't go anywhere. Half hour left in the big show before we turn it over to the Blitz right here on ESPN 97.5.
Restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
Yeah. And you say Sha City. Sha City. Sha City.
I'm coming home again.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final 30 minutes of the fabulous program. Tyler yawning in our ear is always good. It's a great indication he needs mineral water. As we continue to wrap up the big show, one thing we haven't covered yet, but it is probably time to do that, is the reason why Nick is missing and the Blitz is there is because there is a big fight in Vegas this weekend that we have not spoken about
yet. Yeah, Nestor asked us, who's winning this fight? I'm about to bet the farm, and I need confirmation for comfort purposes. And my reply to Nestor was, I don't think that I would be betting on this fight. I think this fight is going to be close. And I
closer
don't know.
Most.
Yeah. Well, I think some people, I mean, I'm seeing some folks picking Alvarez. I think the consensus is most people are picking Triple G, but I've seen folks picking Alvarez. I'm actually in that camp. I have Alvarez by decision. I think he's smart enough to stay out of harm's way because we know Triple G has knockout power. I think he's more, Alvarez is more the technical fighter. He's got better footwork, better defense, but I think, you know, he can get caught. I mean, when you look at it, though, some people say, like, well, you know, Triple G has faded a little. And I don't necessarily – I'm not buying into that. But I do think Alvarez has had – you know, he's fought guys like Mayweather. So this is not going to be – this is not going to be a shock to him to be on this kind of stage. He's fought Cotto. He's fought Mayweather. Not that – but the only thing that worries me is – the Chavez fight was his first fight above 155. That occurred, I think, at 164, 165. So that concerns me, the size difference coming up to this, but at least he has the one fight under his belt. I just think at the end of the day, though, I think if he's smart and, you know, he's got to fight smart and be careful. But I think he can win by decision, which I know is going to be not a popular pick, but, you know.
I want him to win.
Yeah.
I do. I want him to win. And, you know, and I know that, look, from a home field advantage perspective, he's going to have everybody on his side in packing in that arena.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he can. You think he can hang?
I do. I think he's got good defense. He's got good footwork, and those are the types of things you need. I mean, this isn't going to be too big of a stage for him,
right?
And that's what you kind of worry about when you get this kind of super fight. Is a guy ready for this? Now, and again, don't get me wrong. You know, Golovkin he had 33 knockouts.
Yeah.
Of 37 guys that he's fought. I think he had like 22 or 23 in a row at one point. The dude's got power.
I was going to say, if it gets to a decision, I agree with you. But I just don't think that it gets to a decision.
But somebody made the point that in one of Triple G's more recent fights, I think it was against Jacobs, I'm not sure, but they talked about a more technical fighter can give him fits.
Okay.
So that's something to look out for. I mean, it's not an observation that I made, just something that I saw or read or whatever, but that's something to also look out for, which is why I think Alvarez, if that's the case, he may have a better shot than some people may give him credit for. The lines, if you're interested, like methods of victory, who would win or how. Mm-hmm. So a draw is 16-1 or a technical draw. They have Golovkin by KO, TKO, or DQ 8-5. And Alvarez by KO, TKO, or DQ 11-2. Golovkin by decision or technical decision 11-4. And Alvarez by decision 2-1. So if you're interested in odds or whatever, those are the different lines.
I'm no Stephen A. Smith, but I'm obviously not a huge boxing guy.
Uh huh.
But I really want Alvarez to win, but I just got a feeling that Triple G is going to catch him one time. And that's all it's going to take.
Okay.
Tyler, who you got?
I'm just going to go Triple G.
Yeah? Just because he's the power puncher?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly why. Yeah.
Not a bad reason to pick a guy, to be honest with you.
I feel like he's a better fighter, is he not? I haven't really followed either of these two guys.
Certainly has more hype. I think he was considered by many to be the next pound for pound best in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll find
just
out.
Going on,
that's what this fight's going to basically tell us.
On previous rep alone,
yeah.
I'm just going to go Triple G.
Okay. I got this message on Facebook from someone in my neighborhood. And this is why I hate meeting people. So I get this, hey, Barry, we met at the hurricane cleanup at the clubhouse because we had like 30 homes in our subdivision flood. And when I finally was able to get out and do something, I went up to the clubhouse and volunteered. And
you have so a clubhouse?
Yeah, we have a clubhouse.
Does that have a slide?
Actually it does. Okay. I have a weird question for you, Barry. I'm planning a neighborhood trivia night in November, and we need someone to host it and be our MC. Since you're the resident funny man, are you interested? I pay in beer and food. You know, I get it's for the neighborhood. This just like the only reason I'm considering doing this is so that I can just go in there and just roast everybody in the room and just you remember the scene in Liar Liar in the boardroom? When he says something to like the CEO and he's like, that's hilarious, dude, Jim. And then he's just going around the room, just roasting everyone. That's the only reason that I'm considering doing this. So I could just be like, Mary's a whore and she's sleeping with Tom. Tom is gay. And you guys didn't even know. I just want to just rip everyone and then just walk out.
I was going to say, I can see Barry walking in and going, so here's the thing. Imagine, if you will, that you're going to have a hurricane in your neighborhood and some idiot's got his sprinklers on. I mean, by the end of it, you'll piss everybody off.
Yeah.
Don't go next door to borrow a cup of sugar anytime soon. But the good news is, by the end of your performance, everyone will leave you alone.
Yeah, I think my goal, if I do it, which I don't think I am, if you're not paying me, I mean, I'm not.
Beer and food, dude.
I'm not.
Oh, yeah. But wait a minute. They use their fingers to touch that food?
Yeah. I don't have, I mean, it's not like I don't have beer and food at the house. That's the thing. What kind of incentive is that? Like, I have beer and food already. You know, I mean, I got the plug. I got your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. I got the kilted beer guy. I got plugs. I don't need your pity trivia beer, which is probably some stank-ass Coors Light or something. I got my, I, The only reason I would do this if you're not paying me is I'm going to go in there and just crap on the entire neighborhood and everyone that lives there, which I might do. I still
might
do it just for
that. I thought you
were
trying to get neighborhood unity and that you were bringing everybody together for the common good. That's why you would do such a thing.
I kind of hate these people. They're uppity white people, and I don't like them. They complain about the security guard driving too slow. One, we have a security guard. Shut up. Like, why
don't
are you mad that he's doing his
job
well?
Don't you make
well?
Up for the security guard? Because whatever how slow he goes, you go faster?
Yeah, I do. I just, no. God, I just want to go in there and just roast everybody. I might do it. I might do it and then, like, secretly record it and let you guys hear the audio of me just crapping on the entire neighborhood.
It might be the one time that I actually would listen to you
but
do
why,
a comedy.
I mean,
routine.
I don't know that I should be offended, but it is offensive when this is like, I have two jobs. I do radio and I do comedy. And when someone wants you to do your job for free just because you live in the neighborhood?
No, next thing you know, they're going to ask, can you do a live remote from the clubhouse?
Hey, Barry, would you come and call one of the neighborhood's soccer games and do play-by-play? What? No.
Can you guys do a live remote from the clubhouse with giveaways? We've got beer and food.
We're having a swim meet. Would you and Joel come down and do the usual suspects during our swim meet? What?
Jeez. You got one hell of a neighborhood.
I do. They're wild.
All right, we got one segment left to go in the big show. That means college football pick 'em. We'll get down to that and tell you where we stand. Yes, we will. After week one. But we'll get to the big four that we have set up for you for college football picks for this week. And then we'll turn it over to Fred A.J. Jong and, of course, our man Nick in Vegas and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hot!
We're arguing with Tyler, if you guys...
From the ESPN Traffic Desk, I'm Tiffany Terrell, as we have the final segment of the show where Barry and Joel make it their college football pick. Once Barry, you're up first.
Once a show, Tyler just loses his bleep during a break or something.
Once?
It's pretty awesome. He freaks out. Like, he freaked out.
At least you let him freak out.
I'm sorry, I have to answer phones because we don't have an intern computer.
He got angry.
He's a big star now.
I love it. Who, Tyler?
No, you don't answer. He has to answer phones because the big star that didn't read is too busy signing autographs, well, taking selfies in the hallway.
I was going to read this text giving Taylor props, but I'm not now.
I almost cussed just now.
Did you?
Because that guy used the wrong name.
The beauty of the fact that when Tyler loses it is that you leave him alone.
Taylor killed it with the music today. Props.
Way to go, Tay.
Good job, Tay Tay.
Music props.
Tay Tay Mama.
That's not the only one you've received. You've received several props on your music selection today. So good for you, Taylor.
I can feel it in the universe.
Good job, Taylor.
Okay, Gary.
All right. This has been a terrible work week. And again, you guys kept me sane. Well, as sane as I can be, great job. Thanks, NASCAR Johnny. I'm glad you're sane.
Yep.
Get it there. Hey, Barry, this is Dave from Dave's Used Tire Shop. Would you be interested in. No, I'm not doing that on you, Mike.
You almost did it.
No, I'm not
You're
doing
that. You're screaming
on
the run again.
That was the whole text. That was the whole, like, he wants me to go do something from a used tire shop. Lamont had a good point on Twitter. He's like, you sound like you live in a nice neighborhood, which I do, admittedly. I mean, we have a security guard, the SEAL. Have you ever seen those cars?
Yeah, I have seen them, yep.
We have those guys. They drive around, and he's like, why would your neighbor...
I just thought I'd give you a dad joke.
Dump that. Do it again. How'd it go?
I'm not doing the SEAL again.
Oh, come on.
No, come on.
But no, he's like, if you have like that kind of neighborhood, why do they want you to work for free? Yeah, great point, Lamont. I mean, these people are, I'm probably the poorest guy in the neighborhood.
I would think that
why
your
are you
HOA,
asking me?
Part of your HOA has a party fund kitty. He's right.
Yes.
He's right.
Yes. Pay me out of that. I mean, I'm paying my HOA dues. Give me some of that money back. Ugh.
I'm with you. Totally with you on that one.
Well,
Can we get to college football picks?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's. Why not?
So we have four games on the docket. There's some good ones still. Not quite what lived up to week one, week two, but still some good ones. One, I say three good ones, and one we threw in there for the home field.
Just to pacify the sad folks at UT.
Although that coach sure thinks he can beat any time he comes in as an underdog.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out.
You know why? He found the pixie dust.
You want to start
and
with that?
He's sprinkling in the locker room as we speak.
So let's start with that game then. UT, University of Texas at USC. USC a 15.5-point favorite in this
game.
By the
way, USC, did you hear about this? Because of the fact that Reggie Bush and Leinart and all those guys, they had to wipe games off the books, they list this game as being that they list the Rose Bowl as never happening. They did not lose to Texas in that game.
Yeah, you kind of did, though.
Stupid.
Is this game close?
Not even close.
USC. You don't think so?
I take USC.
Okay. Nick has USC. I'm going USC as well. Don't let the fact that Texas can put up points fool you. They gave up 51 to Maryland.
USC is a well-rounded team.
Yeah, and USC put up 42 on Stanford, who is a really good football team.
And everybody says, oh, Sam Darnold. No, their running game is really good.
Yeah.
So,
all right, USC is a unanimous pick for the three of us. LSU at Mississippi State. LSU a 7.5-point favorite. Who you got in that?
Good game. I think Mississippi State's going to give them a game. I think it's since we're not doing the point spread, I'll take LSU, but I think this is closer than 7.5.
So you think if you're betting on the line, you're taking Mississippi State?
I am.
And the 7.5?
Yeah, but okay. But outright I'll take LSU.
All right. Yeah, I think you're right. I think LSU, I don't know that they're as good as people are giving them credit for. I think maybe they were ranked a little high. Mm-hmm. But there's always one of those teams you got to wait and see. You just don't know. It's hard to gauge for me, LSU, usually year to year, but I'll take LSU, and so does Nick. He's got LSU winning as well.
Clemson at Louisville.
Yeah, Clemson's a 3-point favorite.
Is it at Louisville?
It is on the road at Louisville, yes. Number 14 ranked Louisville Cardinals. I'll be honest with you, when I first sat down and filled out my little section of our picks, I typed in Louisville.
Okay.
And then the more I think about it, this Clemson team is really good.
I'm going to tell you this. I know that it's a different quarterback than Deshaun Watson, but don't sleep on the Clemson defense. They are staunch, and they get after you. And I know that Mr. Jackson has some ability.
And he can put up some points.
And he can put up some points, but I'm sure that they are going to really, really focus on him. And I think that their offense does enough. I think I got Clemson.
Yeah, I went Clemson as well. Clemson, you know, They beat a good Auburn team 14-6. Yep. And when you look at Louisville so far, they've played Purdue and North Carolina and gave up 28 and 35 respectively. So that defense has its own issues. So give me Clemson. And Nick took Clemson as well.
All right. And final game, Tennessee and Florida.
Yep. Florida's a 4.5-point favorite at home.
Yeah, Florida, they struggled in the Michigan game. Tennessee was lucky to be in their game, the one they won in overtime. Yeah. I'm going to take Florida.
Okay, you're going Florida?
Yeah, I'm going Florida.
Nick went Florida as well. I'm going against the grain here. I've got Tennessee.
Balls.
Yeah, I'm going to take Tennessee winning.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so there you go. Those are our four picks. We'll keep you updated on how we sit for the season and week to week. But those are the four college games. But, hey, we've had a great time again this week. We appreciate you, the listeners, not only listening but also partaking in the show. That's what makes this show great. Tyler, we appreciate you for filling in for Nick. Nick will be back Monday, so will Barry and I. So have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Watch a lot of football. And come back on Monday and Monday through Friday to catch us again next week. For Barry, for Joel, for Tyler, have a great weekend. I'm Joel for Joel because that's what I can do. I can do things. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. See you, everybody.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.